Hello, good morning, and happy breakfasting. I'm Kingsley.
And I'm Sophia.
And this is Breakpoint Radio. This week's news and this week's new releases. So, events as facts blog post talking about the trade-offs between resilience and consistency. Also, Yahoo came out with Pulsar, the open-sourced alternative to Kafka, and a really interesting checklist from Adrian Collier about internet-scale services. Okay, onto the Scala stuff. Feel free to jump in and read any if you want some. Akka.js 02410 came out, which is a port of Akka to JavaScript, which is a bit of a bold move, but we'll see. Mm-hmm. Also, some really useful stuff from 47 Degrees again, a Scala check exercises, kind of intro to Scala check piece, and also a Doobie exercises piece out there. Dave from Underscore also did a shapeless guide that he presented at Scala World last week, and that's up there on GitHub.
Yeah, somebody shared that in work today, and so it seems to be making a good impression already.
Awesome. I'm really intrigued by Shapeless. I know a bit about it, but have not actually played with it or used it in anger at any rate. So, do you use Shapeless at all?
No, but I'll take a look. Yeah. It looks interesting.
Looks really cool, and Dave is normally very good at explaining things, I've got high hopes from it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, FP Cast site is out, which aggravates all FP podcasts that are out there. A new macro system for Scala posted this week, and Kind Projector 0.9 out with polymorphic lambda support. That seems to have been doing the rounds quite a lot on Twitter recently, so one to have a look at. Also, coroutines coming to Scala, and TypeSafe introducing coroutines to Scala. Let's see how that goes. I've seen something around that once before, and it was a bit scary. So about 6 or 7 years ago, I saw Miles do a coroutines versus delimited continuations demo, kind of trade-off between the two, on a patched Harmony JVM. And that JVM doesn't even exist anymore, so kind of shows you how set in time that is. Okay, new Hyperledger website out there for those who are into the blockchain stuff. Also, I saw that new label schema has come out for Docker, which seems to be a collaborative effort between the people at Microscaling and a few others. So it gives you more and richer metadata for Docker images. Looks very interesting. Mm. I'll jump into the events quickly. So Software Circus finished about a week ago, Scala World just finished, ThingMonk still running but I think finishes today, and SwanseeCon just finished too, which was a really good conference, really well put together.
Yeah.
Computer Weekly 50th anniversary gig later this afternoon, next week. ICFP over in Japan, the Reactive Summit in Texas, and Haskell is in October, and Haskell Exchange is also in October, and that's in London. And I think we've got an and finally, which is probably the biggest tech news that happened over the past week or two.
It's the most fun thing to talk about, I think. Big Apple update. So we've got the iOS 10, which I updated this morning. It looks really good. There's been a few bugs with it, but I haven't had anything so far, so that's good. Really cool new notification center on the home screen. Everything looks really cool.
Butterfly playing.
Thank you,
Sweet Rash and Chai Robert.
Enjoy, guys.
Cheers.
Thank you. But the big controversial news with Apple is the new iPhone 7 and 7 Plus.
Okay.
What do you think of no wires?
Yeah, are you tempted? Tempted by one or either or?
Yeah, I'm pretty keen to try it. Well, it doesn't really make a difference to me. I don't tend to use headphones with my phone, so it doesn't really affect me very much. Everyone seems to be complaining about the update, but I guess iPhone is just one phone. If you don't want,
To be honest, I was surprised it was so controversial.
Yeah,
it really
it's just one
be that
phone.
Big a thing.
Yeah. I guess Apple has a massive responsibility because their one phone takes up, I don't know, half the market. I'm not sure.
Yeah. I think I've used Android phones for just for years now.
Yeah.
And I've not used wired headphones for years either. It's never been a thing, so
exactly.
I don't think it'd affect me.
I feel bad for them, because they can make their own decisions, so people don't have to buy into it.
The amount of storage that you get on the new phone, though, it's like, 128 and 256 gig on the... That's enormous. That's,
I know, but they combined the iPhone with the iPod, so I guess people are expecting... One of the things you expect with it is the music.
Would you go for the new Apple Watch? Because that looks quite exciting.
I haven't looked as much into that. I wasn't really tempted. I don't know, you've got a smartwatch.
I've got mine's like a cheap entry-level smartwatch.
Right.
I do quite like it.
Do you use it a lot?
Yeah, I check notifications on it all the time. I mean, I suppose the new Apple one seems mega expensive, but it's got GPS built in. And I think there's a Nike flavour of it too. And Nike normally do pretty nice design stuff as well, so it's slightly tempting, but...
I don't know how I feel about smartwatches in general.
It's like £300. I don't think I'm tempted enough to spend £300 on it, so...
I find them to be quite... Interrupting.
Yeah, no...
Disruptive? Yeah, disruptive.
I know what you're thinking.
Yeah. It feels like I need to be aware of things straight away when I don't.
Yeah, I knew a few people who were early adopters with them, and it does put you off a bit in that they kind of stare at them every 5 minutes. And
you're constantly being alerting. Yeah.
Very distracting.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm not sure how I feel about it in the bigger picture.
How did you find SwanseeCon too?
Really good.
Good.
I like being home in Wales.
Yeah, of course.
That was fun. It was nice to see a community starting in somewhere like that. Really good talks, especially King's Literature.
Yeah, no, mine was awesome. So I realised in retrospect from my stuff that I probably covered a lot of ground without going into depth on too much of it, so I need to put some stuff together to support it.
Sometimes that's good though, because... It's not as heavy.
It was good. I think I'm probably scooted over too many bits, so I've got a few things coming up to try and support it a bit. I did a big thing about designers not just being UX people, and I think that probably missed a big set of context of things I'd seen that others hadn't seen. So I put a tweet out earlier on. There's a really good video by a guy called Michael Lopp, who also does a blog post called Rands, does a blog as a guy called Rands, where he talks about designers owning the whole kind of initiation of the process of products. So anyway, I might put that into the podcast links too. So, all right, it's starting to get a bit noisy here, so it's probably worth wrapping up for now. All right, all good. Cool, we better tuck in soon.